Verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. But by the seventh day, God completed his work which he has done. And he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all of his work which he had created and made. Verse 4, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. Now, he's not, what he is saying there, this is a recap. He had already given us some detail in chapter 1 about how creation came about and how he spoke things into existence and so forth. And so this is not a new creation or a recreation, which some people try to teach. No, he's just recapping. Okay, this is, let me give you some more detail. Let me kind of fill you in on some things that's been left out. Let's give a recap of what has happened, but then here's some other detail. And so listen, again, verse 4, listen to this. What did I say? We had the first, we're talking about the very first mention, right? Okay, so this is the very first mention of Yahweh, Lord. Verse 4, this is the account of the heavens and the earth. They were created in the day that the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, made earth and heaven. So this God is declared to be different from all of the other gods, because this God is Yahweh Elohim. What does that mean? That means that he's Lord. That means that he is the creator of all of heaven and all earth. All other Elohim, which are spiritual beings, heavenly spiritual beings, are also called Elohim, as well as sons of God and many other names throughout Scripture. But what it is declaring here, that Yahweh is the creator of all other Elohim. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the creator of humankind. He created them male and female after his image. Are you with me? And so Yahweh is creator and he is Lord. When you look up Lord in the dictionary, what do you find? You find that, I'm going to tell you, it's someone or something having power, authority, or influence. Does Yahweh have power? Oh, my word, he has power. He has the power to speak and things happen. And whenever he speaks into your life, oh, my word, our lives change, right? Hello? Come on, help me. Help me. Yes, whenever he speaks into our lives change. Things move, things happen within us, right? Inside of us, as well as whenever he speaks over our lives, things around us even happen and so forth. And so he has the power, he has the authority, and he is an influence. And he had and because he created everything, he has the power and influence and authority over everything else that's created. Listen, that's the reason why Jesus, who is the Word of God, that the Scripture says that everything was created by him. Nothing was created except by him. That's the reason why he had the authority to be able to speak to the winds and had to obey him. Amen? And so Yahweh, Elohim, the Lord God, has power. And he has authority, and he has influence. And I want him to be the influence in my life. How about you? Amen. Amen. Declare it. Lord God, I want you to be the influence of my life. Come and change me to be more like you. Amen. So, we have the first mention. Oh, let's go ahead and finish reading that passage. Let's see, where were we? Acts chapter 2. So we read verse 4. Let's go on. Genesis, what did I say? Acts? Oh, wow, we jumped right in the middle. We're going to get there. Hey, I'm telling you. Okay, verse 5 of Genesis chapter 2. Now, no shrub of the field was yet in the earth. No plant of the field had yet sprouted. For the Lord Yahweh Elohim, Lord God, had not sent rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground. But a mist used to rise from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground. Verse 7. Then the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, formed man from dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he planted man whom he had formed. And out of the ground, the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food and so forth and so forth. So therefore we have the first mention of Lord God. He's introduced through the scripture as being all powerful, okay? But now, that's not really the revelation. Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 4. Actually, I think I want to take a look at 3. Let me look here. Yeah, 3 verses 14 and 15, then we'll go to 4. Exodus, not Genesis. Did I say Genesis? Yeah, we're going to Exodus now. We're moving forward, this time on purpose. Exodus 13. There we go. Exodus 3. No, 3. You see, I didn't put the tabs in my Bible. That always helps. Okay. Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Now I'm there. I've finally caught up with you, okay? Are you there with me? Okay. Chapter 3. Of Exodus 14 and 15. Listen to this. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. Say, I am.
I am.
So God is declaring and he's making a revelation here to Moses, okay? Because Moses is afraid to go before Pharaoh and he's thinking, man, what authority? Who am I going to tell him sent me? You know, he's not going to listen. He's Pharaoh, he's the king. I'm nobody. I'm a deserter. Remember, he fled, right? Yeah. So God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And God furthermore said to Moses, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, the Lord Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. So what is his memorial name? I am Yahweh Elohim. Did you catch that? I am Yahweh. I am the creator in the heavens. I am all powerful. I am the head. I'm the chief. There is none above me. And this is my memorial name. This is what I will be remembered for from here out, in and out, to the end. Period. Right? Now, too bad most of the earth is forgetting that. But I'm here to tell you that there is a day coming, and it's coming very soon, when he's coming through the clouds. He is Yahweh. He rides upon the clouds, and he's coming with fire in his eyes, and he's going to declare, I am still Yahweh, and I'm coming to establish the kingdom of my Son upon this earth. Hello? And every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. That's his memorial name. He will always be remembered for that. And listen, church, as his body, let's declare it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen? Yes, say, I'm redeemed. I've been bought by the blood. I am his. I'm a child of the King. And I declare today that he is Yahweh, Lord of my life. Okay. Wasn't that fun? Okay, now let's... Wasn't that fun? Okay. Okay. We don't want to do anything if it's not fun. Okay, now I see why I get so mixed up. Because I have the first revelation. But it's in Exodus. Okay, we saw the first one. But now take a look at 6, though. He gives chapter 6 in Exodus. He gives us a little more clarity. He gives us some understanding. Okay, and so in Exodus chapter 6, we're going to look at verses 1 through 8. Are you there? Exodus chapter 6, starting with verse 1, yes. Then Yahweh said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to the Pharaoh. There are two Pharaoh. For under compulsion he will let them go, and under compulsion he will drive them out with his hand. Look at verse 2. And God spoke further to Moses and said to him, listen, this is very important, and said to him, I am, say I am, Yahweh. I am the Lord. And I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as what? God Almighty. El Adonai. But my name, Yahweh, Lord, I did not make myself known to him. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned. Furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And I will deliver you from the bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with the great judgments. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall be known that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. Amen? Man, did he ever say a fistful there, right? And so let's kind of break it down a little bit. What he was saying to Moses, he said to Moses, look, I've revealed to Abraham that I am Almighty God. I revealed to him that I'm powerful. But there's one thing I did not reveal. I did not reveal to him the nature of myself this way, as Yahweh, as the chief God of gods, as the all-powerful, the creator. And I did not reveal myself to them as their Lord, but now I am. From this moment on, I will forever be remembered as the Lord thy God, your God. I am Yahweh Elohim. Amen? Now, listen to what else he said. He also revealed that he was a covenant God. A covenant God. He said, I made a covenant with them to give them the promised land, to give them the land that they had ventured through, that they've journeyed through. I promised that to them. I've heard the cry of Israel in the bondage of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and I remember the covenant that I have with them. I've remembered the covenant. In other words, he didn't forget it. That's not what he's declaring. What he is declaring, he said, I hear the grumbles. It's time now to fulfill that promise that I've made to them. I'm remembering it. Therefore, you remember so that you can walk in faith knowing that I am faithful, that I am a God of covenant. And what I say is going to come a pass. Amen? And God is a covenant God with you and I today. Listen, that's what the communion table is all about. He is a blood covenant God, and it's a one-sided covenant. It is He that made the sacrifice. It was He that walked through the blood. Whenever in the Old Testament, when they would make a blood covenant, they would carve a ditch into the ground, and then they would take the animals, the bulls and so forth, and they would slice them in two and lay the carcasses on both sides, and the blood would run down into the ditch and the lambs and whatever else they were sacrificing. And then one of those kings would then walk through that trough of blood, declaring, everything that I have is yours. Every enemy of mine is your enemy. Every enemy of yours is mine. Everything that all of that I possess, my armies and all, is yours. Whatever is mine is yours. And then the other king would walk through and declare the very same thing. And then they would declare, and if it's not so, if we don't carry it out, may we become like these carcasses split in two. It was a blood covenant, and it was serious business. But listen, our God made a blood covenant with you and I. And He sacrificed His Son and bled His blood out on the altar. And He declared to you and I, you are now my people. I'm making a covenant with you. And by the blood of my Son Jesus, He is washing all of the sins away in your life. He is, and by His shed, by His broken body, by His the sacrifice of His body, we have been made healed. Listen, we can walk in fullness, and we can walk in eternity because of the sacrifice and because of the covenant that He has made with us. It's one-sided. It's not fair. But praise God, because I didn't have anything to give Him anyway. Right? And so I'm able, and you are able, to walk in newness of life, fullness of life, and eternal life, because Jesus is the eternal life. John said, do you have Jesus? If you've got Jesus, then you've got eternal life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't got life. It's that simple. Righteousness declares something. It confesses something. Jesus is Lord. Amen. So He declared, I am a covenant God. And then He also declared in verse 6, that He is a God that delivers and a God that redeems. Amen? Our God has delivered us. Listen, our God has delivered us. Can you say, I'm delivered? I've been redeemed. I've been set free. I am no longer a prisoner of darkness. I have been transformed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Into the kingdom of the Son. He is still redeeming and He is still setting free. Amen? He is our deliverer. I remember one time I was preaching about the Lord God being our deliverer and so forth. And then after the service, this lady came up to me and she said, Pastor, I don't get it. She said, how's God our deliverer? Okay, so that I was not pronunciating properly. Hallelujah. Does remind me that some cultures believe. You know, we invite Jesus into our what? Heart. But there are some cultures that whenever they call upon the name of the Lord, they call him into their gut, into their liver, into. I'm sorry? Oh, that is right, into their throat. Absolutely. Okay. So it's a perception type thing, right? Understanding. We're a peculiar people. More ways than one. Even the Lord says we're peculiar, right? You're a peculiar people. You're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. He says you're my people. Amen. Amen. And so we have the first revelation of Yahweh. Of Yahweh. And it's a progressive revelation. And once he revealed the fact that he is Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, the chief God, the creator God, the all-powerful God, he began to reveal then bits and pieces. We've already looked at the fact that he is a covenant God, that he is a deliverer, he's a redeemer. But then we also have Yahweh Shalom. What is that? He is the Lord of peace. He's the Lord of peace. Listen, let the righteous declare and confess Yahweh, Lord. And so listen, this is so important. And I think I've already shared this already with individuals and maybe even before this congregation, but I hear more and more all the time about, oh, I'm so stressed out, and I am anxious. My anxiety is rising up, okay? I'm getting anxious about this or whatever. Listen, what does that tell me? That tells me that you need to make a declaration. You need to declare Yahweh Shalom over your life. You need to declare Yahweh Shalom in any situation that you're faced with. He is the Lord. He is the God of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And if he's truly living in your life and in your heart, listen, focus upon him. The word tells us very plainly how to deal with anxiety. Focus not on the things of this world, but keep your eyes focused on the things that are pure and holy. Focus upon the things that are right and just. Amen? Focus on those things. That's what brings hope and life into you, John. Amen? So the righteous shall declare Yahweh Shalom. Say it with me. Yahweh Shalom. Yahweh Shalom. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Later on, he also, we already talked about the righteousness, right? Yahweh Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness. And again, we have nothing to do with this. It's his fault, right? All we had to do was literally die to self and let him live in us. That's the secret of making him Lord. Are you with me? The secret to making God Lord of your life is to be like Paul. What did Paul do? Paul says, it is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. In other words, what's he saying? He said, I died to self. In fact, we saw the struggle there in Romans when he was writing in Romans chapter 6 about identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what he was saying is, when he went to the cross and died, he died in my place. He died literally as me. Therefore, I have to identify. He died. When he died, I died. And whenever he was buried, I was buried with him. I no longer live. But I was raised to newness and life in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I identify with his resurrection. It's the reason why he was able to declare, it is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. So kill me if you want, you can't. You may be able to kill this body, but I'm going to live forever. And secondly, you can't kill me until the Lord is done with me, because it's his life, not mine. The trouble, now you can say, oh man, or you can just sit there and just be quiet and not say a word. It's okay. But the trouble with most Christians is that we still want to live for self. Oh, we prayed the prayer, we've declared, we've made Jesus Lord of my life. But okay, now, but we only call upon the name of the Lord for what? Yeah, for help, fire insurance, get my name written in the book of life. Okay, now that that's done, okay, I'm safe. Now I can just continue through life as I want. No, listen, if you truly have made Jesus Lord of your life, you're dead. You're dead. The old Sonny that I've talked about before, he's dead. That one that was mixed up in drugs, that one that was mixed up in the world and so forth, that guy is dead. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creature in him. Amen? And Christ lives in me. I don't just live for him. He lives in me. And he's to live through me. And he's to live through you as well. Amen? Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One more. Hey. I know it's probably pretty quick, right? Huh? Yeah, you guys have been helping. There you go. Last one, listen to it. And there's others, but listen, I don't have time to preach through them all. I know I don't. That's the reason why I didn't put them all down here. Okay. So, the last one I'm going to share with you is Yahweh Tsiri. It's Tsiri. What is that? The Lord is my rock. He's my rock. He's the rock of my salvation. Listen. He's the rock that the builders rejected. You know, a lot of people have the idea that Jesus was a carpenter. But you notice that all of the illustrations of him and that he used also is all dealt with rocks. No, he built with rock. He was a, what is it, Tikna, huh? Stone mason, but there was a, the Greek word was techno something. I don't remember what the word is, but it could be translated. It means one that is technical and works with their hands and so forth. And so, okay, well he was a carpenter working in the, no, he was probably a masonry or whatever you call them, guys that works with bricks and rocks. Because whenever you're there, guess what they have? Rocks. They don't have trees. They have rocks. Okay, that's side note. But he is the rock. He's solid. And listen, if I am rooted and grounded in him, I am steadfast. And I become a rock. Amen? So therefore, he is my Lord, my rock. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. That song we were singing, Fascinate My Heart with Who You Are. Are you getting a glimpse of who he is? Are you getting a glimpse of who Yahweh is and what he wants to be for you? I pray that that was a revelation for you. I know you've probably have heard all of those things before, but listen, hearing it, though, and receiving revelation is two different things. Whenever we receive a revelation, then it becomes ours. We can take ownership of it. We can possess that. Amen? Amen. And so, the righteous says some things, right? That's how we opened up. Remember that scripture? according to Job 22:28, it says, I shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in my life. Right? So, I'm not going to have an altar call, but I do believe we need to declare some things. Are you ready? And so, if you want to, and if you're able, stand and repeat after me. We're going to declare some things. We're going to declare some things that's been revealed to us today. And so, if you're able, and if you want to, you don't have to, listen, if you don't have to. And also, if I'm saying something and you don't agree or you may have some question, don't repeat it. It's that simple. But I bet you want to. I bet you want to. And so, Heavenly Father, Lord our God, how I pray and give you praise and thanksgiving once again. And I pray, Lord God, that you hear our words. I pray that, Lord, that our hearts would be so in tune with you and the revelation that you've given us today, that, Lord, as we declare as the righteousness of God, your righteous people, as your people whom you have called, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son Jesus, that your people, as we declare today these decrees, hear them. And we pray that all of heaven would honor these decrees in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray and decree today, repeat after me. So I pray and decree today, I have a covenant with you, O God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am joined to the Lord, and I am one spirit with him. Okay, why do I say that? Because in Paul writes there in Romans also in chapter 8 that your spirit and his spirit have become united together. And if you're born again believer, the Lord Jesus Christ, his spirit has come and lived inside of you. And Paul declares, do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the living God, the temple of the Holy Spirit? Amen? So I break all ungodly covenants and renew my covenant to God through the blood, through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, you are my deliverer. Therefore I decree I am delivered, free from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of your Son. Lord God, you are my Redeemer. Therefore, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from the curse of poverty. I am redeemed from sickness. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed from spiritual death. I declare today that I am alive in Christ Jesus. My spirit is alive. My mind is alive. I have been given the mind of Christ. Therefore, I can think like Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am established in righteousness. And oppression is far from me. I lack nothing, for God supplies all my needs through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Make it feel good? Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare today that it is so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for this congregation that is here today, Father. I just speak blessings over them. I thank you that, Heavenly Father, for the revelation that you poured into their hearts. And I seal that over them, Father God. I appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over and under and around them. I pray that, Heavenly Father, there be a hedge of protection around their minds, that the enemy would not be able to come and snatch the truth out that Heavenly Father, that it would be planted as a seed into rich soil and grow up to be mighty in the name of the Lord. So, Father, again, I speak blessings of life and health over them as they travel, as they go their way. Bless their food as they eat. Heavenly Father, bless their family. Bless their time. Bless them in the only way that you can, because you are Yahweh Elohim, the Lord our God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Robin, for coming and blessing us.